say, for example, that there were entities that were here and they created humans and then they left. What evidence would we have if that happened?
I would, so what I think you would actually expect is a particular lack of a certain kind of evidence. So you wouldn't see the transitional forms of non-human apes and also pre-modern human apes. There would be zero expectation of finding any of that if that's what happened. So it's more of what we wouldn't find, you know?
Well, you would find transitional forms of humans if it happened long enough ago, because evolution still occurs, right? Even if there was a creation point.
Right? Well, now you're just retreating your claim and making it more vague. It's like they created humans. Well, I don't think so, because we pretty obviously evolved. Well, but they created the earliest human, and then we evolved. It's like, what? Why not just argue that they created the very first living thing, and then evolution happened, and then eventually we were the product of evolution? Like, you have to tell me what you specifically believe.
Sure. What I believe is that that we were created, and I believe the animals were created as well. I believe that these were created by entities that people call God. But of course, after the creation, you know, your genes do change over time. There are random mutations, and, you know, dog breeds exist, right? Speciation does occur. So
when did this happen?
Well, it's hard to say exactly, because there was a civilizational reset, if not multiple, but I mean,
are you being serious, or are you doing video game lore? Because I have to ask.
No, I'm certain about that.
Okay, so we don't know when this happened.
Well, I can tell you that the human records go back to around, I think, 3,500 BCE. That's our earliest record.
That's probably about right. Yeah.
Yeah, written right, and it's the first ones are the hieroglyphs and the Sumerian tablets. So
cuneiform is definitely back, older, but yeah.
Yeah, cuneiform. They're close. That's right. Yeah, cuneiform in Sumeria. Yeah, and the hieroglyphs. So you know, we can go back to what the earliest written language that we have says, and you know, this tells us that we were created, so you know. Basically, the default position should be to trust your ancestors until you find evidence that is that does not support that, right?
But I have no clue why that would be the appropriate default position. For a lot of reasons, one, because they were ignorant, but the other, I mean, you say until proven otherwise. Well, we just know, I mean, it's not even remotely in contention that the vast majority of all of the claims they made have been superseded. I'm actually currently reading a book called, what's it called? It's called something like The Beginnings of Science in the Western Hemisphere or something like that. I can't remember the exact title, but it goes from 500 BCE to 1450 CE, and it's just the author, he gives a lot of credit to the ancient people. He says they were very smart. We can't fault them for not knowing what we know today, but like everything they thought was pretty much wrong. So that just to me, that builds a case. It creates like what we call either like precedent or credence that their stories about creation are almost certainly wrong too, because all of their other ideas were wrong.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I would say is that them being ignorant and of lower advancement is actually not what our ancestors wrote down in any degree. You can read Ovid's Metamorphosis. What actually happened is we've been devolving, and they were more advanced than we are. They were larger. They lived longer. everything that we have from them is more advanced, and we've been devolving. And this is actually what they wrote and told us is happening.
Well, but there's no evidence of that. What do you, so I've never heard of this Ovioids thing or whatever. I've heard of the Old Testament that talks about people living to be 900. I think that that's just simply too ridiculous to believe. So what's this other claim?
Well, this is from Ovid's Metamorphosis, which is from the Hellenistic beliefs. And this is that, you know, effectively over time we degenerated. And they go through the various ages, the Golden Age, the Silver Age, and so on. And so that's my frame of reference. All the evidence points to this. Actually, I'll give an example. We can take a look at the largest block that has ever been cut for architecture in the history of humanity. And it's actually in Babylon, right where we all began after the Garden of Eden, which is near Euphrates, right next to Babylon. So within that metric, in terms of our ability to cut, to quarry stone, that is empirically, we reached our height at that in Babylon, right at our instantiation.
Why would you say we peaked when we were creating ziggurats versus when we invented the internet?
Well, first of all, I'm unconvinced that they did not have technology as well, but it might be that they had different technology.
Technology is just taking raw materials and transforming them into like a unique use. You know,
sure,
so
but
technology has been a thing since before Homo sapiens even existed. Homo erectus, Homo habilis, which is even older. Its name means handyman because it used tools. We know that now. So, but what makes them more advanced? We got like a lot of stuff. Them living to be old. They were more advanced. We peaked. They were bigger. Something like that. So let's just go with, what do you mean by more advanced?
Well, it's a little bit hard to decipher it all, but what I can say is that they were more advanced in their architecture and their quarrying abilities, that's for certain. There's some other things that perhaps they were less advanced on, but what I think happened is that we're sort of a continuation of them, and so through abstraction we've been able to develop technology that perhaps they did not have. But them as a genetic base was more advanced than what we are now. I think that's what happened.
Okay, well, the genetic thing, I'll write that down. We'll put a pin in that. But the idea that they were more advanced than us, like there are all these claims that we don't know how to do what they did, or their stone cutting was so precise for the time that it doesn't make any sense or whatever. But I don't see any actual evidence that we literally couldn't do what they did. But if we just compare what they were doing, pyramids, ziggurats, whatever, well, people we would consider still ancient that came after them developed things like the arch and the dome. The Parthenon has the largest unsupported dome made of concrete or whatever, I think in the world. I think it still is. I might be wrong about that. Well, no, the Houston Astrodome broke the record for that.
Well,
but it was like they didn't have the dome or the arch, for example. So they clearly weren't more advanced than the Romans, for example.
But first of all, my phone's at 1%. I think it's going to die any second. Just want to give you the heads up. But yeah, so the this is a great point that we've never created anything like the Parthenon to those measurements, to those degrees. That's because we degenerated since that group. That was Zeus and the Olympians. They were of a higher order than we are today, and that's why they built architecture that we've never been able to replicate or even fix. What was destroyed. Now the group before that you're discussing,
I meant the Pantheon, not the Parthenon. My bad. Fuck, I think his phone just died. Yeah, he's gone, chat. Okay, well, I guess that'll be the end of that. But yeah, the Pantheon. Largest unsupported concrete dome in the world. Is it still the largest? It's 43 meters across. Oh, yeah, it still is. What about the Astrodome? I guess that's supported in some way. Okay, well, nah, I mean, he's not here to defend those other weird-ass claims, so I guess I'll have to leave it there.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
So basically, why do you think that evolution is a fact?
Why do I think evolution is a fact?
Yeah.
Oh, just the overwhelming amount of evidence. That's my reason.
Can you like give details or?
I mean, like genetics, the fossil record. Those are the two primary things, but then there's also, we do comparative anatomy and embryology and a few other things, but genetics and the fossil record by far are the strongest.
We also share 60% genetic...
With a banana? No, we don't.
Yeah.
No, we don't? No.
Oh, that's a fake. Oh, my God.
It's the quote was misunderstood by whoever wrote the article really badly. It's not, we share maybe 1% of our genes with them. The person that wrote the article didn't know what they were talking about, or they didn't know what they were reading, and then they falsely reported what it said.
Actually, so what's the strongest argument for evolution?
I wouldn't couch it in an argument. I mean, you could, but I would just point to the evidence of genetics and the fossil record. We're related to exactly what you would expect us to be related to, the strongest, and then it gets predictably weaker from there.
Like, can you detail further, or?
Yeah, I guess. So, like, we're most closely related genetically to chimpanzees, right? And that was predicted because we're the most similar to them, and we're very highly related to them, 98.6% genetically, right? And then humans have... We share the most genes in general with other primates. We're more closely related to them than we are to anything else. But there should be other... The pattern has to hold true all the way across. So because we're mammals, we have to be more closely related to all mammals than any other form of either animal life or life in general. And that is exactly... the case. So it came predicted exactly what you would think. It's like if you did a family tree analysis by just looking at the historical record, like, yeah, Meemaw came here on the Mayflower or whatever, and her last name was O'Hare, so we're Irish, and at least that's what all the records say, right? Well, then you could compile all that, and then you could test it by doing a genetic analysis. And if the genetic analysis says, nope, you're all from Belgium, it's like, oh, shit. Well, what we predicted, the scientific data would show, because keeping records isn't scientific data. What the record keeping predicted was the science did not support it. Whereas with evolution, the sort of just naked theorizing of it, which is scientific, but... I don't want to say that it wasn't science before we did genetics, because that's false. But there was some just, I don't want to say like a philosophical angle to it, but it kind of was. All of these predictions before we could really scientifically test it were made. I would argue that the fossil record supported it incredibly strongly before genetics, but we can just ignore that. The genetics proved exactly what we thought.
And what do you think of those who like distinguish between macro and micro evolution?
Are you asking me what the difference is between those?
No, there are people that are accepting only micro evolution.
Oh. Yeah, so do evolutionary biologists, because the only way for a species to change is incrementally over time. Macroevolution is a micro versus macro is a like a false choice or a false dilemma or a false dichotomy or whatever, because what the evolution denier pretends is the case is animals give birth to a completely different animal, and that's where new species come from. Even the people that deny evolution, most of them that look into it aren't actually that stupid. However, when they repeat that claim, they are implying that that's, oh, I believe in micro, but not macro. Macroevolution would be that straw man, stupid position. So no, even people that believe in evolution don't think it works that way either. It's like arguing, do babies turn into adults? Well, slowly. Oh, so can you show me one example of a baby becoming an adult? Well, you don't go from baby to adult. You go through all these other stages first. So
like basically it's the same thing, but just over time, it's bigger differences.
Gradually over time, the tiny differences that happen across small numbers of generations, those changes don't go away. They accumulate. And what happens when you accumulate millions of changes? You get something very different.
And like, how do you become a different species? Basically,
there are a few different ways to define species. Mm-hmm. Sort of the easiest example to use is, can these two organisms reproduce? If the answer is no, they're definitely not the same species.
Get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So fine.
That'll wrap it up.
Yeah, I just want to talk about those points and just
get a free book, two free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.